Jerry Bader Show 925. Just another thought or two on the latest revelation on John Doe 1.0. Fran Schmidt, seen as this independent-minded, conservative prosecutor, and that's why they brought him on board. You find out he'd actually been under the employ of the Government Accountability Board. Further, Milwaukee County DA John Chisholm tried to deny the pre-dawn raids where people had their property taken. No, that didn't happen. The targets of those raids are shocked that he would have the gall to just lie about that. And apparently what he's trying to say, well, I didn't do that. It's under his direction. Law enforcement, under the direction of his office, executed those warrants. Here's what Chisholm, Bruce Landgraf, and his office and others believe, that the media in Wisconsin is on their side and that they're going to get away with this, what they've done, this persecution. It's not prosecution, it's persecution. And they keep pushing back, because they were manipulating the media, they were leaking things to their benefit. And now the Wall Street Journal has their own direct pipeline source. The question is, will the mainstream media in Wisconsin, which has done some coverage of this, of the pushback by conservatives, will they start doing some real digging here and realize this is an IRS-type scandal, maybe even worse? It seems as though they just barely want to do that. All right, mention something, and I forgot to do this to start the half hour. Want to mention something to you folks in central Wisconsin. I'm going to be speaking in Stevens Point on Wednesday. It's a Americans for Prosperity Wisconsin, It's Working event. The event runs from 7 to 8:30 p.m. this Wednesday at the Holiday Inn, 1001 Amber Avenue, Stevens Point. That's Wednesday, 7 to 8:30 p.m. This is something they're doing around the state. 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the Holiday Inn, 1001 Amber Avenue, Stevens Point, Holiday Inn. And if they do it as we had one just last week in Green Bay, and there will be other speakers, and I'll speak near the end of it. Now, I don't get out to central Wisconsin nearly as often as I should. I'd like to get out there more. But so if you want to stop by, say hi, and listen to a great presentation, Americans for Prosperity tried to illustrate that the current policies in Madison have Wisconsin on the right direction. That's why they call it It's Working. It's Working Wisconsin. So, again, it is 7 to 8:30, Wednesday, Holiday Inn, Stevens Point, 1001, that's 1001, Amber Avenue. All right, let's do this thing. In the next half hour, we will discuss Friday's ruling from federal judge Barbara Crabb, striking down, as I and most observers knew she would, the state constitutional ban on gay marriage in Wisconsin. What does it mean? Is gay marriage legal? What does it mean for these people getting licenses in some parts of the state? And is the battle for marriage over, and have conservatives lost? Well, I'll tell you what I think of all of that, and we'll get your thoughts in the next half hour. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs.